This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Two people were shot and killed in Burlington last week, and there were several other reports of gunfire in the city. The uptick in violence was on the minds of residents during this week's city council meeting. About a half dozen people spoke out about the violence during the public comment portion of the meeting.
I just hope that we can get some peace in our community.
This is Nancy Courtney.
I don't know where it begins, at home, in the schools. We all need to get the guns off the streets. The drugs, we need more mental health facilities so that people can get the treatment they so need.
Nancy's husband, Tom, is a member of the Burlington School Board and a former Iowa State Senator.
I'm just appalled that you know, I'm not blaming anyone either. I'm just appalled that we're letting that happen. We're doing something wrong.
Tom Courtney called for a community meeting on gun violence. Samantha Helberg agreed that it's up to the entire community to stop the violence.
I want to build this community to be a safe place where people want to be. They want to come, and we can go out and do whatever and feel safe. And I think we can get there, but it's going to be a whole group effort.
Former Mayor Tim Scott called on current Mayor Shane McCampbell to take a more proactive role.
Mayor, you have the power, and you alone have the power to contact the governor's office and ask for help. And I would do that.
McCampbell told Scott he has made those calls and will continue to. McCampbell also said the city council alone cannot solve the problem.
There's no law out there that's going to make people be good. We need to be mindful that if we can't legislate, it's going to take people working together to get it done.
McCampbell said one way people can help is to become more connected as a community. He said far too many people don't even know their neighbors.
If you don't know who your neighbors are in just one block stretch, how can you help them and how can they help you? That's where it starts. It always starts small and then it builds.
The city council meeting took place at about the same time as a prayer service held along the riverfront. It's one of several community-organized events held in recent days to try to help bring the community together and heal after the recent gun violence. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.